Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Shout out to the good people of the Winnie Chambers County area.
Yeah.
Some pretty harrowing stuff on TV.
Yeah, I see fan boats out there working
not,
the rescue.
Not just fan boats, but fan boats in the middle of the street.
Right. Yeah, that's the important.
So,
good luck, everybody. I hope you're safe there.
Yeah, stay safe. Stay safe out there. Mother Nature is still just an angry biatch today. So,
yeah, so
stay safe. We will do our best to keep you informed and entertained over the next few hours here on Sports Radio 610. So, Bill O'Brien likes tacos, apparently.
Taco Charlton.
Yes, one particular very large taco.
Taco Charlton, the defensive end for the Cowboys, who's been released. He was a first-round pick a couple years back. He was released and had himself a day versus the Texans in the preseason.
Yes.
If there's one thing we know about Bill O'Brien, it's when a player does well against the Texans, he carves out a little spot for them in his brain. Because the report comes out yesterday that the Texans were one of the teams that had been talking to the Cowboys about a potential trade for Taco Charlton before the Cowboys released him. Because the Texans are pretty far down on the waiver wire. They might not have a crack at Taco Charlton, depending on how many teams.
Based on the reverse order of last year's standings for the first couple weeks of the season.
So, that's true. That changes here shortly.
Yep.
So, the report was that the Cowboys wanted a player back. And some people are wondering, perhaps was it a safety? And then some like, just, I'm not going to call them idiot Cowboy fans, but uninformed Cowboy fans thought, this is what they thought. They thought that somehow the Cowboys were going to trade a guy they were going to cut anyway for Justin Reed. That the Texans would let go of Justin Reed to get a first-round bust somehow.
Okay, let me remind you.
Right.
Let me remind you that... Can you blame them?
Well, no, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know any better. They wouldn't know how good Justin Reed is.
Well, but could you blame them for thinking that after looking at some of the value proposition on the transactions the Texans have made here of late?
Oh, yeah, right. But
they trade Jadeveon Clowney for a six pack and a song, and then they go and they mortgage the first day of the draft for the next 2 years.
Do you think Jerry
for Laramie Tunsil?
Do you think Jerry asked for Justin Reed?
Why wouldn't you?
I guess so. He just asked for it. And now this guy, this report.
Now to be clear, there's no chance. There's no chance. O'Brien's not going to trade Justin Reed for Taco Charlton.
Right. No, I never intimated that.
No,
like, I never even hinted at that.
Heading it off at the pass.
No. Cowboys fans thought that.
Yeah.
Like, Cowboys fans are saying, oh, maybe they were trying to go for Justin Reed.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys were trying to go for Justin Reed, there were no conversations, I don't think. Justin Reed he's not untouchable. Nobody's untouchable. But I don't think Cowboys fans understand just how promising Justin Reed is, and especially because he's on a cheap rookie contract.
Right.
That's one of the last guys on earth you want to trade away, is a really good second-year player on his rookie contract.
Yeah, well, and I think the thing to keep in mind is that the Cowboys, unlike other teams that are trading players they currently have, the Cowboys are one of the best teams in football through the first 2 weeks of the season. So it would stand to reason they're looking for somebody that they would be fine getting a role player.
A.J. Moore would have been, I think, a guy that if they were looking for a safety, they might have been talking about A.J. Moore. But even then, like, that's A.J. Moore is a guy that the Texans actually want on their roster versus Taco Charlton, a guy that the Cowboys are just trying to get rid of.
If you're giving up something to get Taco Charlton, and just to be clear, nobody did. They ultimately put him on waivers, and we'll see if he gets picked up on waivers. Whoever picks him up has to pick up his contract, too.
Which
and he's
a first-round contract.
First-round pick. Nobody gave up anything for Taco Charlton. So if the Texans were to give something up or any team were to have given something up for him, it would have been as a placeholder to prevent some other team from getting him. A.J. Moore's a guy that they like on their special teams. Deshaun Gibson's obviously a starting safety. Jahlil Adai is a guy who played a bunch of snaps against Jacksonville on Sunday. So we'll see. You know, if he clears waivers, then maybe the Texans get in on him and selling him on coming here to be a place where he can resurrect his career. Defensive line doesn't feel like a position group where the Texans are going to be actively looking to stir the pot right now.
Well,
that group's actually performing pretty well.
I was surprised that the Texans were even talking about it, because he is not. Look, the Texans have plenty of cap space, but Taco Charlton's making $1.3 million this year. He has ability and potential, more so than Barkevious Mingo. But the question is, if they're so concerned about culture with the Texans, and I'm a fan of that, I'm a fan of them being concerned about culture, the whole reason that all the reports are that they don't like Taco Charlton in Dallas is that he's just not one of these guys that goes 100 miles an hour all the time on defense the way they want, which is that that Rod Marinelli defense up in Dallas, they do a great job of rallying to the ball. They go, they want guys that are just dogs, that are just always going running sideline to sideline, every single snap giving great effort, and Taco Charlton isn't that guy. So, I mean, I guess, would this be a Jack Easterby project? Would this be a, hey...
Ooh, a Taco Charlton, Jack Easterby resurrection.
Huh? Rod Marinelli, the defensive coordinator up in Dallas, had a, I think he called it a man talk before the season with Taco Charlton about what they expected out of him. And he had a good camp, and we saw that versus the Texans.
He looked like, we were joking as we were watching that Texans game in week three of the preseason.
Yeah.
We were joking about DeMarcus Lawrence putting on Taco Charlton's uniform and going out there and playing.
Yeah.
He was that good in that game. He was really good.
And I would just wonder, the kind of stuff Jack Easterby can help you with, I don't know, I could see Jack Easterby helping guys temper the dog within them.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jack Easterby is the kind of guy that all of a sudden turns a guy into more of a dog. You know, it's always the old saying, you want to be able to, with football players, you'd rather have to teach a guy not to bite than to try to teach a puppy to bite that won't bite.
Yeah.
It's just, it's hard to teach a puppy that won't bite to bite. It's in their nature.
Ted used to say, if Parcells' quote was, if they don't bite as puppies, they won't bite as dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there something to that?
Yeah, I think that you want to find that balance of, you just got to be antisocial and psychotic enough, and you can't teach somebody to be antisocial and psychotic if it's not in them.
Easterby's tweeting again, by the way. He just retweeted something.
Oh, maybe. Is it about Taco Charlton?
I don't know. Let's read it.
Did he just flat out do a football tweet?
No, he retweeted someone named John Gordon. Jonesy, if we're going to read Easterby tweets, do you have some motivational music you can play? Okay.
Here we go.
He retweeted a tweet from John Gordon, who's a verified... He's a verified person with 193,000 followers. He's the author of Energy Bus.
Oh, Energy Bus.
Have you read that?
It sounds like an energy drink. I'm going to hop on board the Energy Bus.
It does a little bit. Okay. Yeah, yeah. But it sounds like he's the author. So,
yeah.
Power of Positive Leadership.
Mm.
The Carpenter. Southwest, CPK, Publix, Avon, Clemson, Cubs, Rangers, Rams, and Heat.
Oh, okay.
So this is a guy who, he's an Easterby type. He's a motivational guy who's in at a 45-degree angle with several professional sports teams.
Yeah.
Here's the tweet. Do you want to see if this ties to Taco Charlton in some way?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Okay. Success is often measured by comparison to others.
Mm.
Excellence, on the other hand, is all about being the best we can be and maximizing our gifts, talents, and abilities to perform at our highest potential. Pursue excellence today.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't tell me anything. How do you measure excellence?
You measure it against yourself, Seth.
Okay.
You try to get 1% better every day. What type of you were you yesterday? Well, today you need to be 1% better than
that. I understand what he's going for there. I always wonder about that, though, too, because ultimately, at the end of the day, you're always going to measure yourself against others if you're in a competitive field.
Yeah, that's...
Like, it's impossible to be excellent in football and have a 2-14 record.
Right.
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 So the measuring... this is mostly a focus on the process thing. This is folks, turn your attention inward and focus on what you need to focus on instead of worrying about the others, and don't worry too much about the competition.
Tell that to every guy that gets cut at the back end of the Texans roster. Somewhere Aaron Colvin has 7 days worth of scruff on his face, a drink in his hand, and he's throwing it at his computer screen that Easterby retweet. No, I know he's on the Redskins now.
Oh, yeah, but he's...
He's on a terrible team, and he was on a decent team.
Well, he didn't measure up excellence as well within himself as he needed to.
That is true. He didn't measure up to any standard, whether it's himself or whatever the next best safety was on that corner.
I'm going to be honest with you there. That's not the best quote. That's not nearly one of the better quotes that Easterby has retweeted. I think that's just he's stroking a buddy there. I think he probably knows this Gordon fella.
Okay.
That one doesn't... a lot of Easterby's quotes get me going. That one doesn't get me going.
Okay. He retweeted... I'm trying to find something that gets you back in the good graces or gets Easterby back in your good graces.
Yeah.
He retweets Brandon Cooks a lot.
Oh, really?
The wide receiver.
He has a relationship with him from the Patriots.
They were in New England together, but he retweeted Brandon Cooks 21 hours ago.
Yeah.
Stay focused.
Okay, that's true.
That's all.
Everybody stay focused.
Stay focused.
Yep.
What is so great about Brandon Cooks tweeting stay focused? There's probably
That's a 500,000
people. Yeah, I know. Big deal. So that really inspires me that Brandon Cook said to stay
focused. You know what I would tell Jack Easterby? I know he's not measuring himself against other people, but I feel like his timeline on Twitter needs to be more motivational than it is. I look through it and I see more of an archived random retweets where he's just going through and like, oh, this guy's a buddy of mine. I'll retweet him.
He retweets Buzz Williams a lot too, the basketball coach for Texas A&M.
Yeah.
This was retweeted 23 hours ago. Preparation should be your separation.
Ooh. Snap.
Some of these people are so lame. God. Preparation.
No, let me tell you what you need separation. Let me tell you what you need to do with motivational speakers. You need to pick one or two. Because the problem is when you start to peruse all of them, it gets to be a little bit overwhelming. And what you start to realize too is that they all touch on the same themes.
Yeah.
Over and over again, you see, oh, this is a book I can read in 2 hours and it's telling me the exact same thing that it said in this other book. Some people, you got to find who actually, okay, turn this music off.
There goes my motivation.
You got to find somebody that actually tweaks you the right way and then stick with that person.
Okay.
Reread the book. It can become your self-help Bible. Right. Reread that book 10 times instead of reading 10 different books.
Do you
because
have
it
any,
all just starts to meld together.
Do you have any particular motivational people that move your needle?
Currently the one that I'm reading for the third time is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep.
Oh, you like and Brennan Scarlett.
Yeah, I really like that one. And he's not saying anything I haven't read before in various other books. It's just that it speaks to me. I enjoy the read and it's good little reminders for life. So I read that one. And I'll read that like two or three more times, and then I'll move on to something else.
Here's another Buzz Williams retweet from 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Everyone communicates, few connect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually not bad advice for radio hosts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, you want to connect with
your listeners. Don't want to be blathering into a microphone. We want to say things that relate to our audience.
Plus, that's wrong, though, too. Again, this is the other thing. The issue I have a lot of self-help books as I read through them is that my BS meter gets really high.
Yeah.
And they'll tell historical stories that are just inaccurate. Like this one, even in The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep, there's a couple in there. He's telling the story about the original drummer for the Beatles, Pete Best.
Yeah.
And he gets it all wrong. It's completely wrong. He acts like Best was this awesome drummer or something.
He was not.
Which he wasn't. Like, the reason he wasn't on the Beatles was because he wasn't nearly the drummer that Ringo Starr is.
That's right.
But they changed the story to fit the motivational message, and that drives me crazy. But that comes with the territory. So this guy, what was that recent one you just read, or the most recent one?
I got to pull it back up.
Everybody communicates.
Many communicate, few connect.
No. You're saying many try to communicate.
Yeah.
If you're not communicating properly, then you're not getting a connection.
The Brandon Cooks thing. I need to know. Like, if I ever got, it would be weird if we ever got an interview with Jack Easterby. My first connection would be, what is it about Brandon Cooks that makes you retweet things that he says that I feel like a million people said on Twitter that day?
Well, because
like,
you may as well
be retweeting Brandon Cook saying rise and grind. I know, but it's not anything incredibly profound.
It's not anything interesting.
Yeah. Stay focused.
Go
hard today.
Yeah. It's you know what it would be, I would say? I would guess that Easterby's going to cite some psychological study that you've seen from 20 other people about how you need to have 5 or 6 positive reinforcements for every negative reinforcement.
Okay.
To counteract a criticism or something like that and to keep a positive attitude moving forward.
Well, I'm gonna
you just need to keep seeing. Yeah. You just need to keep feeding your brain with all this positivity.
Well, I'm going to tell you
Not you, Sean.
No,
I understand. Too much positivity is bad for radio.
Hypothetical you. I get it. No, if that's his answer, unsatisfactory. I need a story about Brandon Cooks.
You know,
if he can tell me that Brandon Cooks, through his focus, overcame things like being the oldest of 10 children that he's had to support.
Yeah.
You know, that his parents were on drugs, that he was on drugs at one point and had to overcome.
He had to overcome
something along the way, that his staying focused is better than everybody else. It's the staying focusedest of all the staying focused, then I'm cool with it.
But he was a disappointment in New Orleans, and I think he's become much more than a disappointment. So I think his overall story is probably a good one. Brandon Cooks. This is the guy that and this is the important thing in the motivational speaker biz. You got to subtly tie yourself to it. What was the difference? Oh, he went from New Orleans to New England, where he worked with
Jack Easterby.
And now he's a beacon for
Easterby
positivity and everything.
He got that Easterby dust
so
sprinkled on him.
You subtly mention, you know, in your next job interview when you're trying to leapfrog to your next team and become the GM and Pope and overlord of everything. So there's this guy, Brandon Cooks. I mean, take Brandon, for example. He came to us. He was largely a disappointment in New Orleans. He met me, and now look at him.
Look at him. Yeah. He's an Easter believer. That's what he is.
He's part of a non-touchdown producing effort in the Super Bowl.
That's right. That's right. They almost got more than a field goal in the Super Bowl because of their razor-sharp level of focus. All right, I don't know.
Hey, we're going to auction off some tickets to sit at the table with Landry and me at this at Wade Smith's poker event tomorrow night.
Oh, cool.
Bulls and Blackjack, too. It's all for charity, so you'll be able to write it off. We're going to do this in the next hour.
Okay.
You'll be in the VIP lounge and everything.
That's awesome.
Kicking all right. It. Yeah.
So be listening in the 7 o'clock hour. It's going to be a cool event. Great guest list, bullsandblackjack.com. We'll do that in the next hour.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.